If we can get started, please.
Can I have somebody call you?
Sure.
Okay, I'll have Jim Hammond over here, she'll call you.
Heart one, my God.
Yeah, I think I've got a whole bunch of them.
Thank you.
I'd like, board members, if we could get started, please. I'd like to call to order the December 15th meeting of the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee. Our first matter is a matter for executive session, so I'd like to move that the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee meet in executive session to discuss contractual matters consistent with Article 10A4 in the board bylaws. I would entertain a second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We'll adjourn this, we'll recess this meeting until the end of the executive session. Thank you. I'd like to call the committee meeting back to order. We have come back from executive session, and I'd like to move that the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee certify to the best of each member's knowledge that at the just concluded executive session of the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under Board Bylaws Article 10A4 were heard, discussed, or considered by the committee. Do I have a second? All those in favor?
Aye.
We're going to move forward with our agenda. We have the approval of the agenda as presented. Do I hear a motion to accept the agenda? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are going to approve two sets of minutes. The first is the February 10th, 2011 Policy, Program Development, and Intergovernmental Relations Committee. Do I hear a motion for that? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
And also the the July 21st, 2011, the Joint Development and Real Estate Committee. Do I hear? Any second? Okay. All right. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. So we'll move forward with our action item. We have a from the matter arising from the executive session, Mr. Golden. This is the Memorandum of Understanding with the U.S. General Services Administration for Transit-Oriented Development Projects.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This this memorandum between Metro and the GSA would provide for us to jointly evaluate selected Metro stations throughout our compact area for potential development as TOD projects anchored by a GSA tenant. Now, the MOU today is non-binding. It's a statement of understanding to allow us to proceed with the GSA to work together as opportunities come up on site-specific leases that would come back here before our board for approval. The MOU furthers our objectives. It allows the GSA to locate federal agencies that facilitate access to public transit and promote sustainability, and also comply with the presidential executive order from October of 2009, promoting location of federal facilities adjacent to mass transit. We would evaluate sites again throughout our compact area. We would enter into a long-term lease agreement with the GSA, again on a site-specific basis, so every lease agreement would come back to this board for approval, just like a regular joint development agreement. The GSA would be responsible, obviously, for securing a federal subtenant and the subsequent developer, and then taking the project through the jurisdictional approval process, and our memorandum of understanding will include language that states specifically that that is something that we expect them to do. And we'll also be talking about things like reducing parking, pedestrian access, and connection to other modes of transit. The future lease agreements will get into the details regarding valuation methodology, times at which Metro might withdraw a site, times at which GSA would have firm site control. Obviously, that would have to be before they sent it up to OMB for approval. And then the issue of controlling all or portions of the site. We obviously want to see only a portion of each site develop because that becomes an anchor and a catalyst for private development and creates value for Metro on the balance of the site. And then some other business terms that are more routine. And so what we're looking today is for board approval to authorize an execution of a memorandum of understanding, which allows us to move forward this initiative, and I will take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Golden. Are there any questions, comments, designs?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I think this is an important step in the right direction, and I think it fits with a lot that we've been talking about, being leaders in the region and taking our destiny a little bit more into our own hands. At the same time, I think there's some underlying principles here that are really important, some of which Mr. Golden touched on, that this is an opportunity for us to work regionally, to find good solutions, that this our approach, our underlying philosophy is one that respects the local jurisdictions, land use and planning processes, and I hope that's clearly reflected in the MOU that we'll see at after this, after we have lunch and when we go into the general board meeting, and that we are committed to transit-oriented development in all of its aspects, the sustainability piece, the providing not too much parking, because that, in fact, is what drives the transit piece of this, so that we maximize the ridership value to this, to these activities, which is actually has an impact ultimately on subsidy for all of us. The more people we have riding in trains that are empty, the less our subsidy is, because our fare revenue, our fare collection goes up. So I think, you know, the parking piece is actually a really key piece too that I hope will be reflected in what we see. And as others, you know, we've talked about, it's that mix of uses, residential, retail, and office, that gives us the greatest bang for the buck around a subway station. And I like the idea of GSA as a catalyst, Mr. Golden, that will let other things begin to happen in these stations. So it's not that GSA has to provide it all, but they're that impetus for driving some of the rest of the development on land, which, again, accrues to Metro's basis. So I think this is a really important move, and I'm looking forward to being able to move us on the path.
Ms. Bowser, then.
Thank you. I really want to commend the staff for pulling together what I think is an agreement that can be a model for development and land use decisions throughout the region. It allows us as a board, a multi-jurisdictional board, a regional board, to really help guide land use decisions instead of willy-nilly decisions that are made by individual jurisdictions. Obviously, partnering with the GSA will help, we hope, speed along the development of sites that have thus far been more difficult to develop. So I really want to strongly support this as a mechanism and actually suggest to the staff that we take it a little bit further. I would suggest, for example, bringing all the economic development directors together in a room and saying this is an opportunity. We know that GSA has interest in moving. We don't know all the tenants. But how can we come together to make some decisions that are regionally efficient so that all the jurisdictions can win and the system as a whole can win? Now, obviously, that would be a voluntary meeting. We can't force anybody to the table. But I think we all recognize that we will succeed as a region if we can make some decisions that are regionally efficient rather than individually successful for that moment. And so I really want to encourage you to pull people to the table using this agreement as a mechanism to do so. And I look forward to supporting it today.
Ms. Hutchins?
Ms. Bowser is reading my mind, but I just wanted to stress the importance of that jurisdictional partnership. We think of the challenges that we have in Metro, but this is truly playing a leadership role to go beyond challenges, that we can really be the driver of what can happen in this region. And that spurring that economic development that we know happens at transit by bringing to the table one of our best and most vigilant partners, and that is the federal government and GSA. And so we make better use of the facilities that are already in place, the cost and investments that have been made there, but coming back to the region and the jurisdictions, the opportunity to really be a catalyst and work in a way that there's a win for all of us there. So I like Ms. Bowser's point of bringing economic development specific pieces there, because we know from all of our experiences what transit stations do to our particular communities. And so we're taking the step to make sure that this happens in an overt measure of driving that by reaching out to the GSA to serve as the catalyst for us here.
Are there any other questions? Alpin?
Thank you very much. I wanted just a couple of things. I want to echo my support for all of the comments that have been made this morning. I do want to thank you and congratulate you for bringing this step forward to this place. In some respects, it really is a very natural extension of the compact that already exists. The reality is that WMATA Metro is a partnership with the Maryland, Virginia, the District of Columbia, and the federal government. That partnership is already in existence. And this is a means of expanding or strengthening that partnership in a more formal way so that it leverages the assets that belong to WMATA, which in effect belong to all the region, and leverages the potential, the greater potential that the federal government has to play a more active role strategically in the outcomes that would have a more beneficial impact on the region. And I think that's really what all of those comments have spoken to. It's Metro appreciating the assets that it has and recognizing them that it can use them more effectively to leverage these outcomes to support the regional goals. And to me, that's a good thing. I think it must be driven from a land use planning and development perspective by local land use policies and practices and procedures, because one thing we've known and learned, and your business on a day-to-day basis, is all real estate is local. And so these decisions and these ultimate plans have to work in the fabric of local planning and development and regulatory environments, with our principles overlaid of emphasizing good policies, practices, and procedures around transit-oriented development, because at the end of the day, that's going to support the success of the system. So adding my congratulations to you for a first step in a process that really is going to take some time. But we're prepared for the long haul and looking forward to the next steps on it. Thank you.
Mr. Downing?
Speaking as a GSA appointee, I look forward to working with them because I think they share our concern. This is not their effort to get some things located, which is their job, but at least the current leadership wants a better region, wants to deal with sustainability, the great alignment of goals. They want to make, as I think we do, the best use of the limited resource we have in terms of our development opportunities, not just fill up the spaces.
Any other questions or comments? I would also like to echo Mr. Downey's comments, and also would like to thank Mr. Sarles and Mr. Golden for pulling together this terrific proposal. Again, this is a framework to begin a discussion with GSA to promote these sites for future federal tenants. But I also think it is an important step that this that WMATA is becoming a leader in this region by moving forward with this initiative and actually being much more assertive about what the quality of the development should be around these stations, as well as making sure that they develop to its fullest potential. So I do see this as a great opportunity. I do congratulate both the staff here, as well as our counterparts at the General Services Administration for moving this forward. So we look forward to future results, and we look forward to future agreements being brought to this commission. So I would entertain a motion to move this forward. Okay, we have by Ms. Bowser and a second by Mr. Downey. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the matter is approved. Thank you, Mr. Golden. Are there any other matters to be brought before this committee? If not, this committee meeting is adjourned.